And friends,
弟兄姐妹朋友们，早安
！Welcome，
欢迎你们。
Thank you for braving the snowstorm.
谢谢你很勇敢来到这里，因为虽然外面有下雪。
And you've come not to hear man speak, but you come to hear and meet the Lord.
你来到这里不是听人在说话，来到这里乃是来遇见我们的神。
So why don't we start with a word of prayer?
我们一开始有点祷告。
Father, we thank you that you are here in our midst.
父啊，我们实在感谢你，因为你就在我们当中。
We thank you, Lord, that you are Lord of this world, Lord of the storm.
哦，你是世界的王，你是掌管暴风的主。
We thank you, Lord, that you desire to know us, you desire to have a relationship with us.
主啊，我们感谢你，因为你愿意来认识我们，愿意我们与你有一个关系。
And so we pray that your Holy Spirit may speak to each and every one of us today.
所以我们祷告，今天你的圣灵向我们每一位来说话。
We commit this time to you.
我们把这样的时间交在你的里面。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
So we're going to read from one passage of scripture. This is from the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 3, verse 11 to 13.
我们要来读一段经文，这是哥林多前书第三章十一节到十三节。
First Corinthians chapter 3, verse 11 to 13.
哥林多前书第三章十一到十三节。
For no one can lay a foundation other than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now if anyone builds on the foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, straw,Each one's work will become manifest, for the day will disclose it, because it will be revealed by fire, and the fire will test what sort of work each one has done.
哥林多前书三章第十一节，因为那已经立好的根基就是耶稣基督，此外没有人能立别的根基。若有人用金银宝石、草木禾秸在这根基上建造，个人的工程必然显露，因为那日子要将它表明出来，有火发现，这火要试验个人的工程怎样。
This morning we're going to be talking about foundations.
今天早晨我们要来交通根基。
And what are you building your life with?
你是用什么样的根基来建造你的生活?
Is it with wood?
你是用木头吗？
Perhaps that is the American dream.
啊，这或许就是所谓的美国梦。
The freedom to do what you want.
因为美国梦就是说你有自由，能够想做什么就做什么。
The opportunity for a better life.
因为就是说你有这个机会，能够找一个寻求一个更好的生活。
Maybe that's why some of you immigrated to the United States, or your families immigrated.
这或许是你们当中有些人或是家人是从外面移民到美国这里来。
Well, it's a good thing.
这是一个好事
but it's insufficient.
但光有这样是不够的。
You may be familiar with a pretty famous study by the economists, Daniel Kahneman and Angus Deaton.
也许你读过这样一个经济学家的一个研究报告。
Their study was that as your income increases, your well-being increases, but only to a certain point.
因为那个研究是这样研究，就是说你的收入和你的幸福感会增加，但是呢只是到某一个程度，他们就没有相关了。
That's $75,000.
那时候他们研究报告就是说，你只要七万五千块的年薪之后，幸福感就不会再加增了。
$100,000 in today's dollars adjusted for inflation.
当然，如果按照通货膨胀来调整的话，今天的话应该是十万。
The average salary household income in Seattle is more than that, by the way.
顺便一提是在西雅图这边的平均的每家的收入已经超过十万。
There was a new study in 2023 with Daniel Kahneman and another economist.
在2023年呢，那个经济学家又有另外一个报告。
Who disagreed with his initial findings.
因为他们这个报告呢，跟刚才那个报告呢是有相冲突的。
So the two of them wrote a joint paper showing that there is indeed a positive correlation between income and well-being. It does keep going up.
因为这个后来的报告说，是的，这个收入呢和幸福感呢是一直会这样加增的。
But for those who were already unhappy, there was a flattening.
但是这个报告他加上一点，他说如果你原来就已经不幸福的话，那么收入加增没有关系。
In other words, if you've had difficult life circumstances, money does not make you happier.
换句话说，如果你在你的生命里面有遇到一些难处的时候，那么金钱呢，并不能使你更快乐。
I think this is illustrated by the recent tragic wildfires in Los Angeles.
我想在最近我们看见洛杉矶的野火呢，好像点明了这个事情。
Some of those multi-million dollar homes destroyed in an instant.
因为那些百万级以上的房子就这样一瞬间就被烧毁了。
There's no guarantee you can keep anything in this life, and to boot, there's no insurance on many of those homes.
换句话说，在你的今生的生活里面，你没有什么事情可以一直拥有到永远的，因为一霎时之间可能就没有了。
Are you building your life with hay?
另外一讲，你是不是建造你的生命在这个所谓的草上面？
Are you looking for meaning or fulfillment?
你是不是只是想要说让你自己觉得很满足？
So what fulfills you?
什么能够叫你满足呢？
Are you looking for the weekend?
你是不是在等候周末？
Your next vacation or trip?
是不是在等候你下一个旅游？
Your next toy?
是不是等候你下一个买个玩具？
Hobby?
或是你的嗜好？
Relationship?
或是你与人的关系
，political cause，
或者说你在政治上的一些倾向
，maybe comfort，
也许你希望人来安慰你
，maybe even your career，
甚至说你希望你的工作能够辉煌。
Do any of these things really satisfy？
是不是这些事情是不是好像能够叫你满足呢
？I remember when I was in high school, after studying hard and finally getting into college.
我记得我那时在高中的时候我非常用功，所以之后呢我就进了大学。
Instead of feeling joy, I was depressed.
虽然我进入大学之后，虽然我并没有那么高兴，反而是有点忧郁。
I achieved my goals, but I found that they were rather empty.
因为是的，我进了大学，我达到我的目标，但是我感觉非常的空虚。
Now, some people, including some of my colleagues, find their identity in their work.
有一些我的同事呢，他们在工作上好像找到他们的认同。
And so after finally reaching retirement,
但我那些同事最后当他们到达他们退休年龄的时候
，they've only come out of retirement to go back to work.
结果他们退休之后呢，发现他们还是要回来职场工作。
This reminds me of the former Seahawks coach Pete Carroll.
因为这就让我想到以前我们的海鹰这个美式足球队的教练 Pete.
Who's now going to coach the Raiders?
他现在呢？他虽然从这里退休，但是他又回来去做另外一个球队的教练。
On a more somber note, though we have more freedom and wealth than ever before,
我们现在很严肃的说，虽然我们现在好像自由度很多了，而且更多的财富。
Surveys show that each generation has more grief and loss.
但是呢，调查报告显出。在很多的世代里面有更多的忧伤跟痛苦。
Family stress, trauma.
从家庭来的压力遇到重要灾害的一些压力。
Financial stress and hardship.
在财务上的压力，在生活上的艰难。
Fears, anxiety, and depression.
有些惧怕，而且有焦虑。
Particularly, we see this amongst Generation Z.
在这些里面，我们特别在 Z 世代里面看到这些。
Do you build with straw?
你是不是用这个草来建造呢
？Is that your health?
这是你是不是说，比如说你的健康
？The life expectancy has doubled worldwide over the last two centuries.
因为我们知道说，人的寿命呢，在这个过去几世纪啊，已经加倍的长寿。
Certainly, there's been many advancements through modern medicine.
是的，我们现在的医疗的科技是有很大的进步。
Through vaccines, the germ theory, and antibiotics.
比如说这些疫苗，这些对细菌的更了解，这些抗生素。
And public health has led to lifestyle change.
而且因着公共卫生的关系，帮助我们在生活上有一些调适。
Even so, life is finite.
虽然有这么多进步，但是我们发现我们的生命仍然是有限的。
Life expectancy in the United States is 77 and a half years.
因为我们知道在美国这个地区呢，平均的寿命是 77.5 岁。
If you're a woman, it's 80 years.
如果你是在美国的女性是80岁。
You're a little luckier.
是有一点幸运。
If you're a man, it's 75.
但如果你在美国的男性的话是75岁。
The average is right down the middle. I know many of you are near or above this age.
我知道很多人已经超过这个75岁了。
In the Bible, Moses refers to this in Psalm 90.
我们知道在圣经上在摩西在诗篇90篇有这样说。
The years of our life are 70, or even by reason of strength 80, yet their span is but toil and trouble. They are soon gone, and we fly away.
我们一生的年日是70岁，若是强壮，可到80岁，但其中所经夸的不过是劳苦愁烦，转眼成空，我们便如飞而去。
You may be young and healthy, but old age and disease is inevitable.
或许你现在非常年轻而且非常健康，但是之后你还是会遇到很多的这些疾病。
Despite the advent of longevity medicine,
虽然说现在有一些好像医学上的这些药物可以帮助我们再活久一点。
Described in books like Outlive by Peter Attia.
或者有些书说如何过得更好。
We can indeed live healthier.
或许我们是可以过得更健康一点。
But we will still all face death.
但是我们都是会面对死亡。
And all of us will ultimately face God.
而且我们每一个人到终结最终点的时候必须要面对神。
So what is that day that was stated in the verse?
所以那个那日是怎么样会怎样情况呢？
That's when we inevitably face God at the end of our lives.
因为在我们生命的终结的时候我们不可避免的，我们必须要面对神。
Either there is a God and you meet him,
不管或许是，也许就是有那位神，你必须要面对他。
Or there is no God and all is meaningless.
或者说我们说哦，完全没有神，那我们发现这一切事实上是没有意义的。
And we are just a random collection of atoms here completely by chance.
那换句话说，如果没有神的话，那我们不过就是一些好像很随机组成的一些原子，然后随机的出现而已。
But if there is a God,
但是如果有神的话
，On that day there will be judgment and fire.
那么在那一天呢，就会有审判，有火。
Not literally, but figuratively.
我们不是讲到说好像很实际这个这个实在这个火，乃是说比喻性的。
And all will be tested to see what remains.
因为这一切都要被火来试验，看看它的性质是如何。
Wood, hay, or straw will be burned up.
因为我们知道，若是草木合接的话，一烧的话就没有了。
And reveal what's inside or lacking inside.
就被显明出来这草木合接所缺乏的。
The question we need to ask ourselves is, what will be revealed in our own life?
所以我们要问我们自己的一个问题，就是说，当我们被火焚烧之后，我们会显现出什么样的留下来？
The reality is we are fallen.
事实上是这样。
Question is, can we save ourselves?
我们要问一个问题，说，我们是否可以拯救自己？
Do we have goodness inherently within us?
我们在我们里面是不是有这种天然的这些本性的良善？
You know, many may argue, yes, that there is goodness within us, and that we can indeed do enough good works.
也许很多人可以这样辩论说，他是啊，我们这里面还是有一些良善，而且我们可以借着很多善行来帮助我们。
And the good works can balance out the bad in the eternal scales of justice.
而且那些人这样认为说，他说我们可以尽量的行善，好叫我们这些善行能够和我们这些所做错的事情呢能够平衡，所以在那永恒的天平里面，我们可以遮掩它。
In fact, all the world's religions,
因为事实上我们发现，所有在世界上这些宗教
，including the religions of atheism,
甚至说那些无神论者
and self-help,
或者那些是自助的人
，argue this that one can find their own path to God.
他们都这样。辩论说，他们说我们可以用我们自己的方式来找到神。
Or enlightenment, or ultimate meaning, substitute it as you may.
或是任何方式，任何取代的方式。
Through our own hard work.
就是借着我们自己来努力工作。
But the Bible tells us otherwise.
但是圣经却不是这样说。
God tells us that we cannot, we are merely sinners, and are unable to save ourselves.
因为神告诉我们说，我们不过是罪人，我们无法拯救自己。
Romans 3:23 says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God."
因为罗马书3:23节那里说到说，众人都犯了罪， 亏缺了神的荣耀。
And our righteous deeds to try and save ourselves are just filthy rags before God.
而且圣经上说，我们个人所行的义，在神面前不过是破烂的衣服。
But thankfully, the gospel message, the good news, what you're here to, you're here today to hear is not about ourselves.
但感谢神，因为今天你在这里要听到的这个福音，好消息，不是关乎你，而是关乎神。
Just like being in a court of law, being your own legal counsel is not recommended.
正如如果说你要你在上你在你是被告在上法庭在法庭里面，通常人不会建议你说你为自己辩护。
On that day, we do not need to represent ourselves.
因为在那一天我们在法庭里面的时候，我们不需要为自己辩护。
Because we have a savior.
因为我们有一位拯救者。
We have an advocate.
我们有一位保惠师。
1 John 2:1 says, But if anyone does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous.
因为约翰一书第二章第一节那里说，若有人犯罪，在父那里我们有一位中保，就是那义者耶稣基督。
Jesus is your attorney.
因为这位耶稣他是你的辩护律师。
He represents you.
因为他要代表你。
Who is he?
他是谁呢？
Jesus is the Son of God who came away, who came to take away the sins of the world.
耶稣就是神的儿子，他来到世上为要除去世人的罪孽。
You may have heard John 3:16, For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life.
你或许也行，曾经听过约翰福音三章十六节，这里那里讲到说，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
God knew that we could not save ourselves.
因为神知道我们不能拯救自己。
But because of his love for us, he so loved the world.
但是神爱世人，所以他因着他向我们的爱。
He sent his only son, God himself.
他就差他的儿子，他儿子也是神他自己来到我们当中。
And came down to earth in the form of a baby.
因为他来到世上，是的，他是以婴儿的形式降生在地上。
He grew up and lived as a man, experiencing the joys and the sufferings of humankind.
他像人一样这样成长，他也看见人所受的痛苦，也享受到人所有的喜乐。
Though was without sin.
但是他自己没有犯罪。
In God's righteousness,
在神的公义里面，
which is also his goodness and his justice,
神也是良善的神，而且神是审判的神。
Our sin, it demanded judgment.
因为我们犯了罪，这个罪必须要受到审判。
The penalty for this sin is death.
那我们也知道这个罪的刑罚就是死。
And separation from God.
这个死亡乃是与神隔绝。
But if we were to undergo this judgment, we would not make it.
如果我们要必须要经过进入这样的审判之后审判的话，我们没有一个人能够出来。
As we would die.
因为我们会死。
However, Jesus is not just our advocate.
然而我们知道主耶稣他不仅是我们的中保保惠师。
He's also our propitiation.
他也是为我们成为挽回祭。
That word means he's our atonement, our substitute.
这个挽回祭意思就是说他为我们成为了替代的羔羊。
He was sentenced in our place.
因为他替代了我们当受的刑罚。
1 John 2:2 says, He is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world.
因为约翰一书二章二节那里说到，他为我们的罪做了挽回祭，不是单为我们的罪，也是为普天下人的罪。
He died in our stead on the cross.
主耶稣在十字架上是为我们所舍命。
Paying the just cost of our sin and its consequences.
因为他付的代价是我们犯的罪所当受的刑罚。
So that we did not need to die.
所以我们现在不用死了。
And allowing us to live.
他叫我们能够活着。
And after being buried, he rose again on the third day.
主耶稣在十字架死之后他被埋葬，但是第三日他是复活了。
He conquered death.
他已经胜过死亡。
And afterwards he ascended to heaven where he now reigns with the Father.
之后他已经升上高天，现在他与父神同作王。
So we can be saved through faith.
所以我们可以因着信相信主耶稣。
What does it mean to be a Christian?
成为一个基督徒是什么意思呢？
Some of you here have been coming to church for a long time. Does that make you a Christian?
你们当中有些人也许来到聚会，来到教会当中有一段时日了，但是这样的话，你就是基督徒吗？
Some of you are not yet a Christian, or maybe here for the first time.
你们当中也许有些还不是基督徒，而且是今天第一次来到这里。
Can you become a Christian even today?
你是不是今天就可以成为基督徒吗？
Is your answer that you must first do X, Y, or Z?
如果你想说，哦，我可能必须要先完成做这几件事情。
Is it that you must first do a better job?
或者你在想说，哦，是不是我应该先做一些善事？
Or be a better person?
或者我把这个我这个人改变更好一些？
Before you become a Christian?
只有我能做这些事之后才能成为基督徒吗？
No.
不的。
We cannot succeed in doing these things.
我们就算做这些事情，我们也不可能成为基督徒。
Even if we try with all of our might.
就算我们全心来做这事。
Because being a Christian is not something we earn by doing our own good works.
因为要成为一个基督徒并不是靠着我们自己要做什么善行。
But being a Christian is to trust in Christ.
因为要成为一个基督徒就是说我们对主耶稣有一个信靠。
And what he has earned for you.
因为他已经为你赚到这个。
Through his finished work on the cross.
因为他在十字架上已经做成了这工作。
Being a Christian is not to build our own foundation, even by good works.
作为一个基督徒，并不是要靠，不是我们自己来建立我们自己的根基，或者做一些好事。
Romans 9 says, Because if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved.
罗马书第十章第九节这样说，你若口里认耶稣为主，心里信神叫他从死里复活，就可以得救。
By confessing our sin,
接着承认我们的罪
，and believing in Jesus and what He has done,
也相信主耶稣基督所做成的
，we are saved.
我们就得救了。
We do not have to die for our sins.
我们不需要说为我们自己的罪而死
，but can receive eternal life through Christ.
乃是可以得借着耶稣基督得着永远的生命。
Simply by believing in him through faith.
只是很简单的，因为我们相信了他。
We receive this forgiveness of sin.
我们的罪就可以得着赦免。
It's not through our own merit.
不是因为我们自己的所做的好事。
But through Christ's merit.
乃是因着基督的价值。
We receive Christ's righteousness.
因为我们所领受的是基督的义
through His payment, His suffering for us.
因为他为我们受苦，为我们付了这个赎价。
So this is our foundation, Jesus Christ.
所以主耶稣基督就是我们的根基。
Who has already been laid.
因为这根基已经立好了。
And on this foundation we can build.
在这个根基上我们可以建造。
We can build gold.
我们现在在这根基上可以建造，用金子来建造。
We have eternal life in Him.
因为我们在主里面有了永生。
Though our lives are finite, we have infinite life in God.
虽然我们这个世上的生命是有限的，但是在神里面，我们的生命是永远的。
This creator of the universe.
因为神是创造这宇宙的神。
Corey Haynos was a 16-year-old who landed a triple axle.At the U.S. figure skating camp last week.
有一位美国的青少年，16岁的青少年 Corey, 他刚刚在Kansas Wichita 那个美式花式溜冰的训练营里面，他成功了做了一次三周半的跳跃。
He was very proud and happy about what his future career would be.
因为他实在，他因为他能够成功的完成那个跳跃，他对他以后的这个他的职场的运动的生涯，他觉得非常的喜欢跟高兴。
But as many of you heard, he tragically died in the DC plane and helicopter crash.
但是也许你们很多人都听到这个新闻，就是但是很不幸的，他在前几天的在 DC 的那边的民航机和直升机的相撞的空难里面，他不幸丧生了。
Life is uncertain and it can be tragic.
我们知道我们这个生命事实上是不确定的，而且有时候是有，而且有时是有悲剧的。
But there's hope.
但是我们有希望。
His Instagram profile quotes John 3:36. It says, "Look it up."
因为我们发现说这位 Corey 他是应该是主内弟兄，因为他在 Instagram 他放在这个约翰福音的3:36.
It says, "Whoever believes in the Son has eternal life. Whoever does not obey the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God remains on him."
因为约翰福音3:36这里是说到信子的人有永生，不信子的人得不着永生，神的震怒常在他身上。
Though life is uncertain, we have certainty in Jesus.
虽然我们知道我们这个生命是不确定的，但是我们在主耶稣基督里面的生命是确定的。
We have eternal life with God and can be reunited with loved ones for eternity.
因为我们在神里面，我们也有永生，而且我们可以在那时候与我们所相爱的人见面。
But even more so, we can be united with God for eternity.
更重要的是说，在永远里面，我们是可以与神来联合。
We know that one day God will bring an ultimate end to suffering.
因为我们知道有一天神要把这一切的苦难都终结。
When Jesus returns to earth to judge and create a new heavens and a new earth.
因为有一天主耶稣基督要再回到世上审判这地，而且会有新天新地。
We can build with silver.
我们也可以用银子在这根基上来建造。
We have a relationship with God.
因为我们现在与神有一个关系了。
John 1 says, But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, who were born, not of blood, nor the will of the flesh, nor the will of man, but of God.
因为约翰福音第一章第十二节、十三节这样说，凡接待他的就是信他名的人，他就赐他们权柄做神的儿女。这的人不是从血气生的，不是从情欲生的，也不是从人意生的，乃是从神生的。
We have a relationship with God. We are His children and can call Him Abba Father, which means Daddy.
我们现在与神有关系了，我们可以称呼他是阿爸父，或者说很亲切的叫他爸爸。
This omnipotent, omniscient, omnipresent God is our Father.
因为这一位全能的、全知的、无所不在的神，他是我们的父亲。
As a new father who loves my child very much, I can only imagine this type of love that God has for us.
我也最近成为一个父亲，那我可以领受到我是怎么样的爱我的孩子。
We are never alone.
而我们从来不寂寞。
Because we have the Holy Spirit of God who dwells within us.
因为我们有这位圣神的灵住在我们里面。
And is guiding us.
因为这个圣灵他引导我们。
And God leads us and guides us as we pray and read His word.
因为神引导我们，带领我们，我们可以祷告，可以读他的话。
Indeed, Jesus Himself is always interceding and praying for us.
而且我们也知道说主耶稣基督他自己也在父神面前为我们代祷。
The American Bible Society published a recent State of the Bible report.
在美国圣经的协会呢，最近呢有报告这个圣经的状况的报告。
It reports that anxiety is high amongst all generations.
也在那个报告里面，他说发现说这个焦虑感呢，在各个世代里面都非常的高。
Especially for Generation Z.
特别是 Z 世代。
But there's hope.
但是这里有盼望。
It was much lower in every generation, especially in Gen Z, for those who are scripture engaged.
但是这份报告发现说，在这各个世代里面呢，这焦虑的程度会降低，如果那些人他们和圣经有一些相交，有一些关联。
What does that mean? Scripture engaged.
什么叫做与圣经有相交？
They define it as those who frequently read the Bible.
这简单来说就是说那些常常来读主的话的人。
That the Bible impacted their relationship with God and with others.
就是说借着主的话使他们和神的关系和人的关系有调整。
And had a centrality of the Bible in their decision making.
而且他们把主的话放在他们在做决策里面的一个中心。
You know, it doesn't mean that Christians will not undergo suffering or trial.
我们这样说并不是说作为基督徒就不会受试任何试炼任何困难。
But we have peace, knowing that he is on the throne.
但是我们实在有这个平安，因为我们知道我们的神坐在宝座上。
In charge of the universe and also our own lives.
而且这位神掌管整个宇宙，他也掌管我们的一生。
You know, God is not a genie.
不，神并不是一个所谓的精灵。
Granting us our every earthly wish.
好像那个精灵说你跟他要什么他就给你什么。
But as our Father, he promises to give the best to us.
但是神是我们的父。他已经应许要给我们最好的。
Even trial and suffering is to grow us and mature us.
因为甚至当我们受到试探、受到试炼的时候，这些是为了让我们能够成长。
Romans 8:28 says, And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good for those who are called according to His purpose.
罗马书8章28节是这样说，我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人。
We take hope knowing that suffering and trial are not for naught.
我们虽然受到试炼、受到试探，但是我们有这个盼望，知道这些并不是徒然的。
But there's a purpose.
乃是有一个目的。
For good.
这个目的是乃是让我们能够更好。
To mold us, to make us more like him.
乃是为了塑造我们，使我们更像神。
To shape us for his ultimate plan.
为着主永远的最终的计划来使我们能够磨成那个样子。
And we build with precious stones.
那我们现在也是在这根基上用宝石来建造。
We are part of the church.
因为所谓宝石就是我们现在在聚会里面，在教会里面。
He has given us the church, the body of Christ.
因为神把基督的身体，就是教会，赐给我们。
With him as our head.
因为主耶稣是我们的头。
We are knit together.
我们是被织在一起。
With other Christians.
和其他的基督徒编织在一起。
And called together to serve one another.
我们被呼召来彼此服侍
as well as to serve the world around us,
也服侍这些在我们周遭的人
as his hands and feet.
我们要好像神的手和神的脚一样
you know, God gives us gifts, spiritual gifts.
因为神给我们这些属灵的恩赐
not for ourselves, but to serve others.
不是只是为了我们自己享用，乃是用来服侍别人
We are to be his testimony or his example.
我们必须要做主的见证，做主的榜样。
Both within and outside the church.
不仅是在教会里面，在教会之外也应当如此。
There are actions in our words.
借着我们所行的，借着我们所说的。
Particularly as the world changes and people may be anxious or afraid.
特别是当这世界的变动很大的时候，当那些人他们觉得非常焦虑的时候。
Not only do we have this hope in Christ individually and as a church.
不仅我们每个人自己在基督里面有这个盼望，我们在聚会的时候
，But we are to share this hope with those around us.
我们也应该把这个盼望呢和我们周遭的人来分享。
And our lives are not to be lived for our own purposes.
而我们所过的生活不应当只是为了自己而已。
Which are passing away.
因为我们知道我们这个生命是会过去的。
But we are to live for God's eternal purpose.
相反的，我们乃是应该为着神永远的旨意来活。
How exciting is this proposition?
哦，这样的计划真是叫人何等的兴奋。
That you are part of a bigger story than yourself.
因为你发现说，你在这个在基督教里面是一个比你个人更大的一个范围。
I'm reminded of John Newton.
因为我想起约翰牛顿。
He's a Christian who many years ago, was originally a slave trader on a slave ship.
约翰牛顿呢，他是一个主内的弟兄，但是很久之前呢，他是一个贩卖奴隶的人。
He came, even though he was raised as a Christian, he rebelled against God.
他虽然是在信主的家庭长大，但是他背叛了神。
Now, one of his seafaring journeys, he finally gave his life to the Lord.
但是在他的生命他最终呢，他交托给他信靠的主。
And he left the slave trade.
他就离开了做奴隶、贩卖奴隶这个行业。
And became a minister of a church.
他成为在聚会里面服侍的工人。
And from a minister, he became a hymn writer.
那在服事的时候，他也写了许多诗歌。
He wrote the hymn which you all know, Amazing Grace.
那一首诗歌是大家都熟悉的，就是惊人恩典。
A story of himself, but also of all of us who are believers.
这个诗歌是讲到他自己，但是也是讲到我们所有这些信主的人。
And from a hymn writer, he became an abolitionist.
Slavery. 所以那写完诗歌之后呢，他也变成一个说反对贩卖奴隶的人。
So he and his friend William Wilberforce,
所以他和他的朋友
helped pass the first legislation to ban slavery in the United Kingdom.
他和他的朋友就促进了美国第一个禁止贩卖奴隶的一个法律。
There is meaning.
在他的生命里有意义了。
There is calling.
在他的生命里有一个呼召。
There was purpose.
在他的生命里面有一个目的。
And not just in his life, in all of our life.
不仅是在约翰牛顿身上，也是在我们身上。
It's beyond any other temporary pursuits that you may have in this world.
因为这些都超越一切我们在地上所能追求的。
Our lives have purpose and meaning even beyond this short life.
我们的生命虽然是短暂的，但是因为信主之后就更有了意义。
This is a call to action, however.
这是一个呼召我们来进入行动的时候。
The question is, what is your foundation?
我们现在要问的问题就是说，你的根基在哪里？
We stand at a precipice.
因为我们现在站在一个好像悬崖上面。
Either the Bible is true, or it's not.
我们可以说，或者圣经是真实的，或者圣经是虚假的。
Either Jesus is real, or he is not.
或者主耶稣是真实的，或者是主耶稣是不存在的。
Either he died for you, or he did not.
或者他是为了你而死，或是他没有为你而死。
Either you confess your sins to him, or you do not.
或者你向他承认你的罪，或者是你不承认。
Either you believe in him, or you do not.
或者你或者是信他，或者是没有信他。
Either you commit your life to him, or you do not.
或者你把你自己的生命交托给他，或者你没有交托给他。
The ultimate question remains, where is your foundation?
所以这最终结的一个问题要问的就是，你的根基会在哪里？
Will you build on it with things of earth?
你是不是用这世上的事来在这个根基上建造？
With wood, hay, or straw?
你用的是草木禾秸吗？
Which are passing away?
因为这些草木禾秸会过去的。
Will you build with your own works?
你是不是要用你自己手上的工作来建造吗？
Which are lacking?
这些事实上是不够的。
Or will you trust in Jesus' finished work on the cross?
还是你来相信主耶稣基督在十字架上所做成的工作？
And will you let God build on this true foundation?
你是不是要让神来在这个真实的根基上建造吗？
With gold, silver, precious stones.
而且是用金银宝石来制造。
And take hold of his life.
take hold
of this life.
能够用这些来紧紧抓住这个生命。
Both now and forever.
而且不仅是现在，而且是永远。
Please close your eyes.
请大家闭上眼睛。
For those who have not yet committed your life to Christ.
为着那些尚未把你自己的生命交托给主耶稣的。
Please pray with me.
我请你和我一同祷告。
And at this crossroads, you're willing to trust in the true foundation of Jesus.
你现在走在这十字路口上。
And you wish to entrust your life to him.
你是否愿意来依靠主耶稣？
And in your heart, you're willing to accept him as your savior.
如果在你的心中，你愿意接受主耶稣做你的救主
，I ask you to stand.
我请你站起来，从位置上站起来。
If you realize that your life is built on wood, hay, and straw,
如果你发现你的生命是建造在这些草木禾秸上
，But you no longer wish to be built on these things that are passing away.
你现在不愿意在把这些建造在把你的生命建造在这些要过去的东西。
But you believe in the finished work of Christ.
但你乃是相信主耶稣基督所已经做成的那工作。
Which he's freely given to you.
就是他是白白的要给你的。
That he has died on the cross for your sin.
他已经在十字架上为你的罪而死。
That you no longer need to struggle. You no longer need to do anything.
你现在不需要再挣扎了，你也不需要再做任何的事。
But simply believe.
你只要很简单的
And trust your life to him.
把你的生命交托给他。
Please stand.
你若有这样的感觉想法，请你站起来。
If you feel that the Spirit of God is in your heart tugging at you, don't hesitate.
如果你现在觉得圣灵在你身上工作，你不要犹豫。
This is your opportunity. Today is the day.
这是你的机会，今天就是了。
You made it through the snow.
你现在来到这边，经过雪来到这边。
You're here to see the Lord.
你在这边是要见主。
I ask you one more time, don't lose this opportunity. Take hold of it.
我要再问一次，我盼望你不要失去这个机会，能够抓住这个机会。
For those of you who are already Christians,
我现在对那些已经是基督徒的人说，
perhaps for many years,
也许你成为基督徒已经多年了，
but find that you may have not fully given your life over to Christ.
但是你却发现你并没有把你自己完全的交托给主耶稣。
And you desire now to go all in with the Lord.
你现在愿意百分之百的来跟着主耶稣。
To allow him to build on that only true and lasting foundation, Jesus.
而且容让他能够在这个唯一的根基主耶稣基督身上来建造。
With gold, silver, and precious stones.
就是金银和宝石的建造。
I ask you to stand as well.
那我就请你也站起来。
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Why don't we all stand? Let's close in a word of prayer.
好吧，我们再全部一起起立，我们一点祷告。
Jesus, we thank you so much that you love us.
主耶稣啊，我们实在感谢你，因为你非常爱我们。
We thank you that you love us so much.That you are willing to give your one and only Son, Jesus Christ.
父啊，我们谢谢你，因为你爱我们，甚至将你的独生子主耶稣赐给我们。
We thank you that you were nailed to the cross and you died in our place.
主啊，我们感谢你，因为你被钉在十字架上，你死是为了替代我们。
We thank you, Lord, that we don't have to die, but we can have life.
我们感谢你，因为我们现在不用死了，乃是而且有永远的生命。
Just by having faith, just by trusting and believing in you.
我们得到这，就是因为我们简单的来相信你，依靠你。
So for those this morning, Lord, who have not yet given our lives to you, Lord, we pray that we will say yes, Father, we trust in you as our Lord and Savior.
我们今天早晨也为着这还没有委身给你的朋友们祷告，哦，真是愿他们能够依靠你。
For those of us who may have already trusted our lives to you, we want to say, please take our lives anew.
我们为这我们已经相信你的主啊，求你把我们的生命取气来建造我们。
May our lives no longer be lived for our own purposes, but your eternal purposes.
好叫我们现在不是为我们自己而活，乃是为你永远的旨意而活。
We praise you and we worship you this morning, Lord.
我们早晨真是感谢你，赞美你。
We pray all these things in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.